Hello, vivacious viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living. In recent decades, osteoporosis, a condition in which the bones become less dense and break more easily, has become an epidemic, especially in developed countries, and now affects more than 75 million people in Europe, Japan, and the USA. Globally, statistics reflect that 1 in 3 women over age 50 will experience an osteoporotic fracture. In the U.S. alone, healthcare expenses related to the treatment of the disease cost approximately $17 billion in 2005. So how can we fortify our bones and help prevent this condition? To find the answers, we'll consult today with experts from around the world, including David Roman, Spanish author of You Will Not Drink Milk and Vegan Children Happy and Healthy, and president of the Spanish Vegetarian Union. Shira Lane, American director, producer, and writer for the documentary Got the Facts on Milk. And Dr. Jerome Bernard Pellet, French physician and co-founder of the Association of Health Professionals for a Responsible Diet, or APSARES. We'll also hear from Dr. Eric Llewellyn, a British naturopath and a member of the UK's Royal Society of Health. Dr. T. Colin Campbell, an American nutritional biochemist and professor emeritus at Cornell University, USA, and co-author of the bestseller, The China Study. Gina Shaw, a British health and nutrition consultant. And Dr. Joel Furman, an acclaimed American physician, nutrition expert, and author. Increased intake of calcium is associated with building strong bones, and some believe that milk is a good source of this mineral. But what are the facts?
El hecho de consumo elevado de leche no resulta protector para los huesos. Las fuentes de calcio animales, en este caso la leche, aparte de los demás efectos perjudiciales que, como estaba comentando, tiene, no ayuda a fortalecer los huesos. Se han hecho estudios y a mí el que más me parece demostrar esto es uno que se hizo en la Universidad de Harvard, en el que se siguió a unas más de 70.000 mujeres durante 12 años, y se observó que las mujeres que más leche consumían eran las que más fracturas tenían de huesos.
When you consume animal proteins, your blood becomes acidic. And for your body to buffer it and to bring it back down to its level, it has to take calcium from somewhere. And so it takes it usually from the bones. And we have a chart that the countries that consume the most milk are the countries that have the most osteoporosis and the most hip fractures. They have the weakest bones. It's actually opposite of what you would think. Yes, there is calcium in milk, but no, is it doing your body good? No.
Pour être honnête, il est vrai que le lien contient du calcium. Par contre, le fait de consommer du lait ne prévient pas l'ostéoporose. Et ceci s'explique de manière très simple. Le lait est riche en protéines et la consommation de protéines a tendance à provoquer une fuite urinaire de calcium. Et lorsqu'on analyse objectivement les faits, les Américains et les Suédois font partie des plus gros consommateurs de lait dans le monde, et les Américains et les Suédois sont aussi ceux qui ont les taux de fractures ostéoporotiques les plus élevés au monde. Et c'est une illustration qui montre que le lait n'est pas du tout efficace pour prévenir l'ostéoporose.
No, there are recent studies in America on dairy products in bone tissue density had to be stopped for legal reasons because women were losing more bone tissue than with the placebo. In other words, their bones were getting weaker the more calcium and dairy foods they had. Just a matter of fact.
High consumption of dairy products such as milk, cheese, ice cream, butter, and yogurt can also lead to other serious conditions, such as heart disease and prostate and breast cancer. The Iowa Women's Health Study found that women who consumed more than one glass of milk a day had a 73% greater chance of ovarian cancer than those who drank less than one glass. Dr. T. Colin Campbell explains how consuming dairy products and meat has other far-reaching consequences.
If we start consuming protein in excess of what we need, cholesterol levels in our blood starts to rise. atherogenic lesions that lead to heart disease starts to increase. We get an acidity that then pulls calcium from the bones. We start growing cancers. The amount of protein we need is about 8 to 10% of total calories. Most of us, 95% of us in our society, consume somewhere in considerably in excess of that. We consume between about 11 and 25% or so. And so we put ourselves at risk by doing that. And plant-based foods, a good plant-based diet, vegetables, fruits, grains, has just about 8 to 10% protein. I mean, nature almost made it so that it was ideal. So people who are consuming wholesome vegetables, fruits, and grains, the whole vegetables and fruits and grains, if they're doing that, they're going to get protein at a level of somewhere around 8 to 12%. And that's adequate.
In a healthy, plant-based diet, many foods provide large amounts of calcium, including kale, collard greens, dried figs, beans, grains, and tofu. An article in the January 2007 issue of the Journal of the American Dietetic Association stated, "Greens, such as kale, can be considered to be at least as good as milk in terms of their calcium absorbability."
Calcium is richly gotten from vegetables, from especially green leafy vegetables. There's plenty of calcium in green leafy vegetables. If you consider that the number one source of all vitamins you would really have to get from fruits, and the number one source of all minerals is vegetables, whether you're talking about calcium, whether you're talking about iodine, they're always going to come from vegetables.
If we want to have strong, healthy bones, especially as we grow older, what are some important steps we can take?
We're seeing that as people get older, they could weaken their bones and fall down and break a hip or hurt themselves, and a major cause of death even, not breaking a hip, maybe a hip fracture. And what we have to remember here is that vitamin D deficiency is an epidemic worldwide because we're not getting enough sun. So we have to make sure that if you're not getting a sufficient amount of sun, then you should have vitamin D level checked via blood test, or take a vitamin D supplement, because that's very important. Now, whenever you see the word osteoporosis, consider that weak bones occur because people have weak muscles. And that means if we want to have strong bones as we get older, we have to exercise. So the lack of exercise is the major cause of osteoporosis. But we're brainwashed with it. We're given information to think that milk protects us against osteoporosis, and taking calcium protects us against osteoporosis. And it's really more a vitamin D issue and an exercise issue, not a milk or a calcium issue. In fact, we're talking about that people who take calcium through milk and eat a lot of animal products, the acid production and the acids being secreted by the digestive tract, from all which is caused by all the high-protein animal products, that high protein causes more pressure on the kidney, and the acid causes more calcium to be leached out of the bones, and we lose much more calcium in the urine from the diet high in animal protein. So we lose too much calcium if our diet is too high in animal protein. The point here is that green vegetables have enough calcium, that vitamin D is the issue, more than calcium. We need some calcium in the diet, but we need much more vitamin D, much more of those other nutrients found in green vegetables, because green vegetables and sesame seeds are also high in calcium, but they also have vitamin K and other phytochemicals that are important for your bone health. So the main message here is that don't rely on medications for osteoporosis. Don't think calcium is enough. And don't think drinking milk is going to protect you. It's not. We have to exercise vigorously. We have to hop and jump and bend and do things to use our bones and keep our legs and our back strong. And we have to have sufficient vitamin D, right? And we have to have a diet and higher in green vegetables and nuts and seeds. And that's the formula for maximum protection against osteoporosis.
Today's markets stock many highly nutritious, plant-based alternatives to cow's milk.
Afortunadamente, en el mercado hoy en día tenemos una gran variedad de leches de origen vegetal, no solo de soja. Existen bebidas elaboradas a partir de avena, de arroz, de avellanas, infinidad de cosas. Y todas ellas pues tienen un sabor agradable. En muchos casos, para suplir esto, son preparados que les han añadido calcio. Tienes leche enriquecida con calcio. Aportan la misma cantidad que la leche de vaca. Con lo cual, en principio, no tenemos que preocuparnos de ese tema.
Supreme Master Ching Hai frequently speaks about the enormous dangers of consuming milk, meat, and other animal foods, as in this interview with journalist Louise Kings that was published in the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal.
Some people worry that a vegetarian diet does not provide enough protein or calcium, but grains, legumes, and vegetables provide all the complete proteins we need, and just the right levels. U.S. researchers found that plant-based eaters had the lowest rates of osteoporosis. In contrast, protein and calcium intake from animal products was found to be detrimental and even contributed to osteoporosis and kidney function problems. By the way, green leafy vegetables and beans are super rich in calcium. For example, 1 cup of broccoli or 2/3 cup of tofu has as much absorbable calcium as 1 cup of cow's milk, and is free of the fat, cholesterol, and hormones that come with cow's milk.
Many thanks to Dr. Jerome Bernard Pillay, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, Dr. Joel Furman, Shira Lane, Dr. Eric Llewellyn, David Rahman, and Gina Shaw for sharing your insights on creating better health and stronger bones through avoidance of animal products. You are all to be roundly applauded for dedicating your life's work to spreading the good news about plant-based foods. For more information on the work of some of the individuals featured today, please visit the following websites. Dr. Jerome Bernard Pillay, www.elimination-responsable.com. Dr. T. Colin Campbell, www.tcolincampbell.org. Dr. Joel Furman, www.drfurman.com. Shira Lane, www.milkdocumentary.com. David Rahman, www.unionvegetariana.org. Gina Shaw, www.vibrancyuk.com. Thank you for joining us today on Healthy Living here on Supreme Master Television. May all enjoy abundance, good health, and a long life in a soon coming vegan world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.